Planet Solance, Season 1. Episode 3, Vito's Sanctuary. Amar stood gazing at the gates. Not sure what to do, his mind was trembling with fears of the unknown. The sanctuary was adorable. It had a large white structure with a large lotus-shaped roof that resembled its crown. Admiring the beauty of the sanctuary, Amar forgot his fears and was tempted to enter the premises, but what he did not know was how to unlock the gates. He decides to search for a way in, as there was nothing interesting, rather secured, left outside. As he headed towards the gate, it melted and morphed into a huge golden ball that shot towards Amar. Before Amar could move, the ball engulfed him. Within a fraction of seconds, Amar found himself in the huge hall of the sanctuary. The interior was dimly lit by the gems glowing all around the walls and ceilings. This made the interiors appear to be a masterpiece of art that Amar didn't mind appreciating. At a distance, he saw an idol glowing bright blue. The idol had an appearance of human body, with bat's wings on the back. The face was bright, with glowing and horrifying eyes. It had wielded a jeweled staff in its right hand, and left hand appeared stretched forward, with finger pointing towards Amar. Amar couldn't gaze at such a horrifying figure for long, and so decided to explore the place. To know whether someone ever dwells in the premise, he calls out.
Hello! Anyone around?
He moves from one corner to another, passing through every room that he could find. What he failed to notice was that the rooms were structured as mazes. One room led to another, which further led into another. Amar was finally lost in the maze of rooms. This made him lose his patience, and he finally shrieked out.
Anybody in? Here?
His voice echoed in the premises, and to his greatest shock, they were replied by screams, moans, whispers, roars, and unbearable cries. The cries were followed by shadowed ghosts, performing all sort of evil and illicit acts, such as robbing, theft, killings, cheating, bashing, and adulteration in every room that Amar tried to run and hide. These ghosts of shadows appeared to be a reflection of the present world affairs that Amar always tried to avoid during his tenure on Earth. Unbearably frightened, Amar ran from one room to another, finally stumbling back into the hall, where everything seemed to be calm and quiet. He broke down and screamed.
Where the hell have I landed? Who the hell are they all? Whom the hell does this dreadful statue resemble?
No sooner did he utter these words, the idol morphed into a live creature that hovered around Amar with loud roars and monstrous laughter.
Who am I? What the hell is this place?
The creature continued the scary monstrous laugh until it settled. It looked at terrified Amar and smiled.
Who am I? You enter Vadal's sanctuary and ask him who he is.
Amar gathers courage to speak.
Who? Vadal? Where am I? Of course, by now I have realized that I am not alive on Earth. So, is this hell?
I am Vadal, the lord of this sanctuary and the land. Welcome to Planet Solance. Amar.